doing it as well.
We are recording. I am Ron Miller, chair of the Leon County Research Development Authority Development Review Committee and also executive director of the LCRDA. I call this meeting of the DRC to order. It's for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020 at 9 a.m. Introduction of guests. Mary Jo, do you want to start and introduce yourself?
This is Mary Jo Spector. I'm a project manager at FSU for this CAPS project we'll be talking about.
And John?
Yeah, I'm John Nation with Hicks Nation Architects, and we're the project architects for this CAPS project.
Okay, thank you. I've introduced myself. Kim, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Kim Strobel-Ball. I'm an architect sitting as a private member for the committee.
And John? Reddick?
I'm John Reddick. I'm the city's land use administrator with the City Tallahassee Growth Management Department.
And also sitting on the Development Review Committee?
Yes.
Okay. So are there any modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any public comment? Having no public present in the meeting, we did solicit public comment through the public notice and on our website, and we have not received any. Approval of the minutes of May 14th, 2019. I've read the minutes. I did not see any issues with the minutes, and I know, John, you weren't present for those, but we will need, if anyone has any changes, corrections, modifications, are there any?
I recommend we approve the minutes.
All right, I'll second that.
So we have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. I'll take that as not opposing, Kim. Sorry, it's a little quick, but
oh, I'm sorry. Aye.
Okay. The joy of video. Okay. So the motion carries. So we have, as our only agenda item for today, the FSU Center for Advanced Power Systems Expansion Phase 2. Mary Jo Spector, would you like to introduce the project? Mary Jo, you're still muted.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, can hear you now.
I'm sorry. Somebody was trying to call me on both my phones just now it was the service center. I complained the Wi-Fi was down, so I didn't answer either one, and I lost whatever you just said, Ron. I didn't hear.
That's okay. I just wanted to. We're starting the review of the project. Would you like to introduce the project?
Sure, I'd be glad. So, as the committee members know, we brought this, I think, first here, Ron, maybe a year and a half ago, was it? Almost 2 years ago.
Yes.
The CAP project, it's a freestanding independent building back behind Research A, exclusively dedicated for the Center for Advanced Power Systems. It is a research lab. It is pretty much an open day lab. Well, at the time, I think I said that we expected to expand this sometime in the future. Well, the future is now. In January, Gary Osterlander, in concert with the director there, approved adding the additional funds to the project to make that happen, because the center is expecting to have research funding from the Navy and I believe also the Department of Defense. It's coming imminently, and so they need the space, the additional space now. We're almost done with the first phase of this project. We're actually going to put a temporary wall up to cover the north side where the addition is going, and so this expansion will double the amount of space that we were putting in the original building. And from an architectural standpoint, it will, mimic in terms of materials and everything else, the first phase of the project that we did.
Okay. Anything else, Mary? Mary Jo?
If anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to add to that.
Okay. John Reddick, you are not here, obviously, for the last or for the first phase of this project, and Kim was, I believe. You were in the meeting for that, were you not, Kim?
I think so.
Yeah. So this project does, in fact, mirror that project. It just extends it a little bit further towards the rear sight line. Everything else is pretty much the same. I went through and provided you with the site development review checklist. That was not part of the agenda packet, but Peggy sent that to you separately. I hope you had a chance to look at that.
I did, yeah.
So what that is I've taken the covenants and restrictions in the PUD, which is really what we're reviewing against, and laid those out side by side so that you can go through and look at each of those elements, which I've done that for myself and shared that with you. Obviously, you can interpret it however you choose to interpret it. And if you disagree, then this is the point where you can, you know, let us know if you disagree with that assessment. Did you have any questions, comments, concerns about that checklist and anything you saw in there?
No, I didn't, actually. That being provided was really helpful. I followed it, I think, lock and step.
Yeah, you typically the issues that we may have usually relate to stormwater, and they did a nice job on this project in terms of sharing the impervious information with us. Sometimes we have to chase people around to get that, but I think John Nation has been at this a few times now and knows the challenge that we face and what information it provides. So, you know, the nice part is because of the removing of existing pavement, they didn't really create a lot of additional. I think, was this the one where you actually reduced the impervious? John Nation, was this where you reduced the impervious?
Well, yeah, I believe we did. I mean, we're moving towards the parking lot and reducing parking and putting in building, but in addition, adding some landscaping around the building. So I believe we reduced a little bit.
Yeah, so, and they're still well under any of the impervious restrictions. So we're in good shape there. As a matter of fact, the other concern I had was the reduction of the number of parking spaces. But with this particular site, Mary Jo, I don't know if you recall, but I believe they actually had an excess of parking spaces, and there were some impact fees, I believe, when this building was originally built, something we got rid of during the restructuring. But so there was an excess, a kind of a glut of parking spaces before they started taking some of these out. So I think we're fine there. And as far as the other issues, I did not see any other issues. Again, they're building behind existing buildings. There are no setback issues. That property, John Nation, the only thing I didn't see on here was a full site plan to see the survey to see the setbacks from the property lines. Now, given where it's set, you know, it's set in, you know, in the same area as the existing building. So as far as the sight lines, I don't think we have any setback issues. It's exactly the same. It's the only question I had was the rear. And I believe that property, from what I've seen on the appraiser's maps, is that site actually goes all the way back to the stormwater pond or the pond that's back there. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe if you look at the image you have on the screen now, you can see some yellow crosshatching.
Yes.
And I believe that's the limits of the property.
Okay. So again, it's clear that that's not anywhere close to the rear of the property. We just didn't have a formal survey. I don't know if you guys did a survey. But
well, we have a survey, but it doesn't go to the boundaries. It's basically right there around our building,
right.
You know, to get the elevations okay. And the utilities and stormwater for that area.
Okay. But again, it's pretty obvious that's, you don't have any rear setback issues. So that, and I think that's the kind of way we've looked at that in the past on these other ones. It's just clear. Does anyone have any questions?
I do. Ron, can you go back to, there is an interior that has a plan view. Can you go back to that a minute? This is kind of an afterthought that I've had.
Okay. This is on the drawing?
On the drawings.
Okay. Do you know which one?
Well, it's on one of the architectural sheets.
Probably,
I need to see.
Probably A1.2.
Stop right there. That.
Okay. This one?
Yes, that's good. Can you roll the draw, push the drawing up toward the top of the screen, just a little bit?
Which way you want to go? Up? You want to see the bottom?
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Can you zoom in on anything?
Answer my question. There's this, what reads as a student study space. I couldn't remember which phase that was in, but that I'm okay with that.
This is the original phase?
Right. Phase one. The exterior, there is no landscaping plan included in this. I'm assuming, based on what I'm seeing, that area around this addition will be sodded, at least.
Well, it'll be sodded, and we'll probably have some shrubs or landscaping along the face of the building, probably on the west and the north elevations.
Okay, so it's not... It's not going to be some sort of concrete or
no
system. Okay.
No, it'll be okay. Like it's you good. Say, sod with trees that will landscape the island areas in the parking lot. If you scroll back down to the site plan, we could look at that.
So one of these, I'm sorry. Which...
Well, go. I guess the architectural site plan. Scroll up, so you can see there. Well, yeah, that one. So we will have landscaping between the sidewalk and the building on the west elevation, which is the main entrance into the facility, and then along the north elevation there. Which is what we had in the first phase. We've just taken that out now and going to redesign it for this extension. And then those islands over there to the west that follow that drive we're creating, those will be landscaped with trees.
Okay.
But we just haven't, this was basically the schematic design phase and really haven't developed the landscape plan yet.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was less concerned about landscape only because I know that they'll make this blend in with the existing, and the from the perspective of the street, which is usually where we get concerned, is it's not visible from the street, it's not visible from the side lines, which is actually the utility, the electric substation over there. So there are a bunch of trees over there already that they're not disturbing. So I wasn't concerned about that, but we don't usually have an issue with FSU and their landscaping. So anything else? John Reddick, you got any questions?
I did not, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, if there are no more questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve the project as presented.
Sure, I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed or none, the motion passes unanimously. So with that, if there's no new business, we will adjourn. Thank you all.
Thanks, Ron.
Short and sweet. Like that.